From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Reggie Aki. Here's what's happening now in the news. We are watching as Congress hears for a second day in a row what's happening with the auto bailout hearing. A lot of skeptical senators and congressmen listening in to see if they should be giving the big three automakers $34 billion. We'll be checking in throughout the day here at CNN.com Live. Meanwhile, we're also looking at the Labor Department, which says employers eliminated more than 530,000 jobs just last month. That is the largest monthly job loss in 34 years, and the unemployment rate rose to 6.7% in November. Now to international news. A week after the Mumbai attacks, new fears in India. The State Department says the Indian government has been warned terrorists may be planning to attack Indian airports and flights there today or tomorrow. There were reports of gunfire at one airport this morning. Police are saying no one saw guns and no bullet casings were found. O.J. Simpson is expected to be sentenced to prison today. It appears likely he'll get at least 6 years for his armed robbery and kidnapping conviction in Las Vegas. Jurors said they were convinced of Simpson's guilt by secret audio recordings of his confrontation with sports memorabilia brokers. You're probably happy it's Friday. I know I am. And that happiness can spread like a disease. Researchers who tracked more than 4,700 people found that happiness is contagious. They estimate each happy friend boosts your chances of happiness by 9%. What's surprising, though, is that it didn't work the other way around. The researchers found that happiness seems to spread more consistently than unhappiness. You can find out much more on these stories and continuing coverage of the latest news by logging on to CNN.com, watching CNN television, or watching us on your cell phones when you're on the go. Thanks for watching.